This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. So the Sheikh has completed Jazallah Khair Surah As-Safat from last night, and then he started Surah Sa'd. They're going to cover three surahs today: Sa'd, Zumar, and Ghafir. These are very beautiful surahs. They're all Mekki surahs. And they're all from the Mathani, yani they're less or below 100 ayat. Surah Sa'd is a continuation of the surahs that were prior of it, all about the surrendering and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it talks also about the struggle between the believers and the non-believers, and those who ridicule the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that they say, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. This prophet who came in, who's calling to only one Lord, he made all these idols, turned them into one Lord. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. This is amazing. You know, how can he turn all these gods into one? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the story of Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam. And Allah calls them beautiful, or describes them with a very beautiful quality. He describes them all with this term, awwab. Ni'ma al-abd, innahu awwab. Starting from Dawood, and then Sulaiman. Who's the father and who's the son? He raised his hand. So this is how it works. You raise your hand, you take it. There you are. You raise your hand too there? No? You did. Who's the dad? Sulaiman the son. Okay, here. You're good? All right. So Dawood, starting from Dawood. But these prophets, there was something that they have done, which maybe they were not supposed to do. Dawood alayhi salam, he made a fatwa, and then he realized that he did something wrong. And then they surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam as well. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla called them with awwab, and I will tell you what's the meaning of awwab. So Ayyub alayhi salam, the story of Ayyub is amazing. When he was sick for years, some ulama said 70 years after he lost everything. But then his wife, who was used to take care of him, despite the fact that he lost his children, he lost his wealth, he lost his properties, even his friends, they deserted him because he doesn't have anything. And then his wife, she wanted to keep on supporting him. She did something which was maybe she was not supposed to do. He made an oath to strike her, to hit her, you know, like 100 stripes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Ayyub alayhi salam made that dua to Allah azza wa jal, and Allah gave him shifa, but now he Allah azza wa jal does not want him to break his oath. So he told him to take a bundle, instead of having 100 lash, take a bundle of these stripes, and then lightly hit your wife to keep your oath. And don't make this promise again. Don't make such a promise again. Don't make such an oath again. And then Allah calls him awwab. What's awwab? Awwab is the one who swiftly goes back to Allah, the one who repents to Allah. You and I, we need to be awwab, from al-awwabin. Salatul awwabin. What salah is that? The prayer of the awwabin, Shaykhna? Salat al-duha. Maghrib. What maghrib? Maghrib, like Morocco? La ya habibi, la. No marijan. بيصلوها في المغرب. Is that what you go? مغرب؟ إيش قال؟ بعد المغرب صلاة الأوابين. No. لا. صلاة الأوابين is صلاة الضحى. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he describes it. صلاة الأوابين, صلاة الضحى, that happens after sunrise, all the way about 20 minutes before الظهر. It's all called صلاة الضحى, صلاة الأوابين. Right, so that's Sa'd. But then Allah also talks back about another example of some people who did not, or someone who did not surrender to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah talks about Shaytan wal-iyadu billah, Iblis. إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني This is the very last ayah of Surah Sad. إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من طين فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس. So when your Lord created Adam and he instructed the angels to make sujood to Adam, all the angels made sujood to Adam except one, Iblis. He did not want to make sujood to Adam alayhi salam, as Allah azza wa jalla instructed him. So somebody who is surrendered to Allah and someone who did not surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then from Surah Sad to Surah Az-Zumar, a very beautiful surah, a very soft surah, talks about ikhlas. A lot about ikhlas. If you had to read that surah, it talks a lot about sincerity. Ikhlas in Arabic means sincerity. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ فَعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ Worship Allah with ikhlas. Brothers and sisters, you may not know, or you may know, that the very first people that will enter hellfire are not non-believers. The very first people who will enter hellfire are actually Muslims. Three. But they will. This hadith is in Bukhari, very authentic. There is no ghubar alayh. There is no dust on this particular hadith. Three people who will come on the Day of Judgment. One of them is someone who used to be hafiz, maybe imam. And فَعَرَّفَهُ نِعَمَهُ فَعَرَفَهَا Allah Azza wa Jalla will show him his deed and he will recognize all his deed. And then Allah will tell him, what did you with all these deeds? You said, Ya Rabbi, I did this. I became hafiz. I learned Quran. For your sake, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, كَذَبْتْ You lied. You did it so that people say you're hafiz. You did it so that people say you're alim. You did it so that people say you're sheikh. You're sheikh. كذبت. And he shall be thrown in hellfire. The second one will be the one who is generous. Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring him all his deeds and he will recognize them. And then Allah will tell him, what did you do with all this? Ya Allah, I gave charity for your sake. Allah will say, كذبت. You lied. You did it so that people say that you're generous. And he shall be thrown. وَقَدْ قِيل The hadith is so beautiful. وَقَدْ قِيل You see, this is the beauty. What is وَقَدْ قِيل You wanted people to say that you're generous, and they said so. So you got what you wanted. People said you're generous. People said you're sheikh, you're imam. And then the third one, the one who comes in the land, in the battlefield, not the land of the chicken, but the land of the brave, the land of the giants. But again, this man who fought, according to him, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will tell him, no, you lie. You did not fight for the sake of Allah. You fought so that people said that you're a brave man, you're a courageous man, and he will be thrown in hellfire. These are the very first three people who will be thrown in hellfire. A'udhu billah. This is in Surah Az-Zumar. I will come back to Surah Az-Zumar with an ayah that will change your life. Surah Ghafir, the last surah that we'll cover tonight, inshallah. Ghafir, it speaks for itself, brothers. Ghafir. What does it mean? What does it... Ghafa. Where's school? This is madrasa. Where's your hand? Where's your hand? I don't know, it's here. What? Forgiver. Ya Allah. But raise your hand next time. Forgiver. Ghafa. Ghafir al-dham. Qabil al-tawb. Dittawl. This is the beginning of the ayah. The Ghafir, the Ghafur, the Ghaffar. All these are beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the surah talks about. It talks about Ghufran. It talks about And then in Surah Ghafir, there's something really beautiful that I wanted to share with you as well. Surah Ghafir. Verse number 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, this is not the ayah that will change your life. Verse number 7 of Surah Ghafir, الَّذِينَ يَحْبُونَ Brothers and sisters, do you want the angels to make dua for you? These are not any people. These are angels. And not any angels, by the way. These are very special angels. These are the ones who are carrying the throne of Allah. How many are they? Raise your hand. How many are they? Eight? Do you know the... Here, eight. Do you have evidence? Give me my chocolate, man. Who knows? There are eight. Do you have any evidence? Evidence? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَ I said instead of you. Now, and the carriers of the throne of Allah, there are eight. The Prophet Muhammad, he describes them. He said, one of them, between his ear lobe to his shoulder is the distance between the heavens and earth. One of them. Imagine between here and here. How about his head? They're eight of them carrying the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What are they doing? الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. They are not only making dua for those who repent, they are making dua for you. If you make tawbah tonight, these angels will be making dua for you and for your families and for your parents. And they're asking Allah Azza wa Jal to admit you to Jannah. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. So these are angels making dua for you. Brothers and sisters, an ayah that will change your life. Verse number 53 from Surah Az-Zumar. This is, remember this, this is the most hopeful ayah in the entire Quran. According to the Ahl al-Ilm, according to the Sahaba, the most hopeful ayah in the whole Quran. Verse number 53 from Surah Az-Zumar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أصرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. This is the key word. جميعا. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Say, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all the sins. The key word is all the sins. You may come and tell me, I've done something so horrible, I don't think Allah will forgive me. I say, go back to Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is Al-Ghafur, He is the merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never despair. We all make sins, we all make mistakes. As soon as, or as long as you realize that you have committed that sin and you're not persistent in committing that sin, you seize it, you stop it, and then you repent to your Lord, you come back to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you surrender and you submit yourself to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only willing to forgive you, He's willing to forgive you and convert all your bad deeds into good deeds, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to help us to practice and to convey. Barakallahu feekum, zakum Allah khair, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.